interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
There's an eclipse. I forgot.
Yeah, when is it now?
5:25.
Did I miss
5:37, then 6:35 it ends.
So where do I go see it? I want to see it.
Oh, you stay over there.
I want. Show
you
me.
Show me
moon.
It's the sun.
Show me sun.
But I don't think we're gonna be able to see it in time. You know what I mean? By the time we see it, I saw it.
I want to see it.
I saw it over. Baseball stadium.
Hey, yeah.
When you come by over there by 81.
What's the solar where the sun goes in front of the moon? That can't happen. That's not physically possible.
Thank you,
Josh. Talk yourself down from that.
Say, go the other way around.
We go in between the moon and the sun?
I think.
Or is that lunar?
I really don't know, to be honest with you. So this is a solar eclipse, so that means. I don't know, man. I don't remember stuff like that.
I freaking know. Stop asking me.
Oh, stuff.
So we get between the sun and the moon. You're all yelling at us. Go outside and see it right now. We're doing our job.
You can't see the sun from where we are.
Okay, bye.
We could go up on the roof.
We can't just go to some other part of this.
No, I don't think so. Because you got to think it comes up from like there, right?
Describe it in great detail.
People are sitting on the side of the road?
What?
Oh, I didn't see any of that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, someone describe it in great detail.
Well, we'll go. We'll go look at it.
Yeah, we can't. Sorry, bro.
What is it? Sit here in this stupid chair.
This stupid ass
say
job.
Stupid words.
I hate that.
You guys get to look at the sun rings.
Enough about the sun. Enough about the sun.
It's when the sun gets blocked by the moon. Okay.
Oh, you can see the moon against the sun.
So then what's a solar eclipse? This one's lunar or solar?
Solar.
All right, so what's a lunar eclipse then?
When you can see the sun at night?
Oh, is that
Or is that
thing?
When it like blocks it out completely? Oh, someone sent a picture.
Yo, let me see.
Wait, are we allowed to look at the picture?
You can't look directly at the picture. That just looks like the sun. What are you guys even showing me?
What are we?
You're all sending us photos. I don't even.
Moon goes red during the other one. Okay.
My moon goes red sometimes.
I don't have special glasses on.
I don't.
Am I allowed to even look at this picture?
I don't know, but it looks like it's just I'm looking at the sun. Like, it doesn't look that fancy to me.
No joke, though. It does look bright. Doesn't it look brighter than it normally would? Like, that is a bright white.
We're getting all these photos of it, but it just looks like the sun.
So it just looks like
boring.
Like there's a haze covering it. People are saying, "Oh, okay, I can see it in that one." In the second text, you can kind of see the haze more. That's the moon doesn't look like that right now, or the sun doesn't look like that right now. Okay, I see. All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. It's not supposed to be this bright.
Does it make sense? Like, we know what's going on?
No, but that does. It's not supposed to be that bright. Now look at that picture.
Mm-hmm.
The third one. That's very
bright.
That's very bright. There you go. Solar eclipse.
It's very bright.
Lunar solar eclipse.
Guys, that's how science works. Ever think about eclipses? How long does this go? Till like 6:30, you said?
6:35, it said it ends. So what? Then it goes back to, it'll look like reddish because it's going to be a hot-ass day.
Go back to looking like it does right now. It doesn't look like anything different to me.
Oh, you don't even
judging
know.
By your photos.
You don't even know.
In the commercial break, I will go outside and look at it, but I don't.
Where are you going to go to look at it?
I'm going to go outside.
Yeah?
I'm going to look up, and I'm going to see it. I know that the sun rises in the east, sets in the West. I'm looking north right now.
Yeah, he's right. I can't see it. I don't know where I'm going to go find it.
I'm not really sure where you're picking up traces of sun.
I don't know either.
Maybe,
we
like
gotta
I said.
Do we got to get to a higher point?
You're tall enough. Maybe you get on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And just get out, you know what I mean? Peek your head out there, look real quick.
Like a gopher?
Yeah, and then if you can, then you know, I'll maybe also give a look-see. But that's, I think, our only option to see the sun.
I got two options in this commercial break.
Yeah.
Do I go look at the sun, or do I go poop?
Oh, go poop, then.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. I don't really care. Like, now I'm over the sun.
Yeah, yeah. Just because, again, you see the picture of it?
Yeah.
They're coming in? You're going to see that. If you can see it at all, that's what you'll see. So if you get all the way up to the roof, you climb that ladder, you push open that latch.
I'm just going
to
trust what all you guys said.
That's what, yeah.
You guys tell me. Jen, I can't tell him not to stare at it. He gets excited when he sees eclipses. He stares right at them.
I can't even look at it on like in a picture?
The picture? No, it's too bright.
Oh, man.
You got to go get those film negatives and put them over your eyes.
Technically, I did look at it, though. So I mean.
You're blind, man. If you're blind, you got to tell me.
I don't know. I'm even more confused because now there's people we work with stuck in the TV.
Oh, no. Did the TV steal Carrie's soul? Oh. Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. Come say good morning in there. We'd love to hear from you.
I already looked at it.
315-364-109. Send us your photos of whatever this stupid eclipse is.
I guess also only if you're looking at it through the right glasses. Like, what if people don't know? It's just the sun. We're out. We got to go to work.
Yeah, so like, think about, like, 100 years ago. We didn't know about special glasses. We're looking at that thing all day long.
We're like, oh, man, that is bright as hell today. Yeah, that's
probably why we died at, like, our 20s.
Later on. Oh, my eyes hurt so bad. And yeah, they both are about to just fall out of your head now. Sorry.
Your eye holes have been burned by the sun devil.
Oh, sun devil.
Oh, please have a moment of silence for Coco and his retinas.
That's it. They're gone.
They couldn't get any worse. My God, you guys seem trying to focus on things. Maybe looking at the sun will help them a little bit.
I can see so many things.
I know you can, but he just sees shapes. How come nobody told me we had a viral TikTok star in CNY?
Us? We
do? Yeah.
Who?
Eileen Hollis. She's a mortician who talks about mortician stuff on TikTok.
I saw that.
And she's like a super popular TikToker now.
Yeah.
This is always so crazy interesting to me.
Yeah, it's weird. I saw that, the little story.
Why, did the news cover it?
No, I don't remember where I saw it. I think I just was scrolling and saw it and kept going. So I don't even know anything about it.
She's 31. She's right here. She's based out of Syracuse. Eileen Hollis, at Hollis Funeral Home on TikTok. Like, you did, Katie? When did you tell me about her? Katie, you're so damn hip. Katie's always in the know about everything. She's
freaking hipster.
She's down with the clown, man. Here's a supercut of her talking about, like, she answers questions about how she deals with the dead bodies on a day-to-day basis.
No, a person does not need to be embalmed before cremation. We don't crush your body before cremation either. I consider that to be mutilation of the body, and it's really gruesome and unnecessary. Now, post-cremation is a different story, because sometimes your bones don't break down fully, so the crematory operators have to process your bones and crush them and turn them into ash.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so freaking cool.
Yeah, Joelle, you are right. Michael Judson Berry is from here, but he's not here right now, right? Like, he moved to L.A. or New York. He does, like the Skits Creek. I can't say the word on the radio.
Yeah.
Impressions.
No, I don't know. I don't know either of these two.
Like, I follow. I don't. There's a meme about, like, exactly how the process of TikTok has worked for me, and it's exactly accurate.
Yeah.
A year ago, it's this guy going, TikTok's for kids, for teenagers. Now, this year, 35-year-old people in their beds watching TikToks, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't participate. Yeah. I don't make TikToks, but I watch a lot of them. And one of them I watch is about, like, people cleaning up crime scenes and cleaning up, like, hoarder houses and all these crazy things.
Oh, that's got to be gross, though.
They're some of the funniest people in the world on TikTok. Like, the way they just create content, it really makes me laugh a lot.
See, and none of them are in any of the commercials that they use to promote it or anything, though.
That one cartoonist I showed you with the plants. Give me some water, though, mate.
That was pretty fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah.
This is Eileen Hollis, the mortician who's gone viral, and like news sites are covering her now.
The chances of your ashes being misplaced is slim to none. Piercings stay with the deceased. I don't remove them. If I do remove them, it's because I'm cleaning them. Necklaces, bracelets, rings, all of those are removed during the embalming process, and then I put it all back on you when I'm done. Lots of times I'll check in with a family and see if they want to keep any of the jewelry.
There's certain professions that I don't even understand where that inkling of desire comes from. Like butt doctors, gastro doctors.
Right? Like what?
Gynecologists. Like, well, foot doctors and morticians, well, one of them.
Yeah, no, that's just you're super okay with that stuff.
But like,
make some good money.
Where in your lineage do you decide, like, not lineage, but like where in your path?
Right?
High school, or you're like, God, I got to look at some dead bodies. Or is there like the scientific part of it that you're really into?
Yeah, probably smart, and it's probably really good money.
You think it is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's one of those jobs that nobody wants to do, so.
Yeah, and it's, like you said, it's science-y. It's probably some type of medical field. You can't just embalm people and take stuff out and cremate people without having, you know what I mean? They're like, they're not letting you or me do this.
Like, I got 100 questions for this Eileen Hollis.
One.
What?
What them hands do?
What?
Apparently, like, we're good.
Do they scoop out the innards like a melon?
Well, I don't know.
Like, I would ask her that.
Before, they cremate you or just in general?
No, like, before they put you in a casket, do they just completely empty your, like, why do you got to have any of those organs? They just scoop you out?
Yeah, I think. And then I think they
like
just
a party platter?
Yeah, I think they huck them, unless you want to donate them. I think they huck them.
Do they spend any time on the waist down? Like, if, like.
What do you mean?
Like when your caskets.
Oh, not.
Yeah, you trim the pubes. You never know what's going on in the afterlife. No, like, the waist down is, like, hidden in the casket.
Yeah.
Are you putting nice shoes on them, or you just leave it? Because no one's going
to
see that.
Yeah, well, I think it has to do with the, the family, right? You know what I mean? Like, if you die, your family is going to pick out what you wear in your casket.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like a pair of sick Jordans?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. Could just be flip-flops. Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Or I was saying,
flip flops.
Say, be careful, sick Jordans. We put you in a casket with sick Jordans. Your kids are gonna go, whoa, wait, what?
Yo, hold up.
Hold on.
Let me get them Jordans out.
Hold on, real quick.
Yeah, right.
You don't need those Jordans. Put that back down.
So shout out to Eileen Hollis.
Yeah.
Syracuse, New York.
What it up?
What it do? I'm gonna be following you. I TikTok. I don't make TikToks, but I follow TikToks.
Oh, yeah, he follows TikTokers. Like, he's going to follow you. Literally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So just like when you turn around.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you can whip around real quick, you may catch a peek. Whoa, that was.
What?
Oh, man, that's a face.
My creepy glasses, man. Looking over.
Look up just a little more over this so we can see down. Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, boy. Oh, that's just terrifying. Hey.
There's not still grave robbers, is there, Sarah?
I do it all the time.
I can't imagine there's grave robbers anymore.
I will dig up your deceased. You bury him with a diamond or ring or something.
You got a rolly on that.
I'm saying.
You got a rolly with a dab of ranch, as the kids say.
You're damn right.
I'm digging you up.
Digging it up, that chicken wing.
A rolly with a bag of ranch.
Was that a...
That was Paul Bearer.
I was going to say, yeah, that was...
Singing. I don't know who the singer
that
was.
Was that Migos?
DaBaby? I don't know.
DaBrat?
I wanna... What is it? What? Broccoli with a dab. Broccoli is the jewelry with a dab. Dab of ranch is the...
I remember us playing it, but thankfully, I don't remember.
Broccoli with a dab of ranch!
Broccoli!
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through this world without having you.
I wanted to hear this song, sorry. just wouldn't have. It was in my head this morning in the shower. Good morning. You're listening to K-Rock. Cause sometimes
it seems like this world's are you sure?
Yeah! More like gay rock!
Pretty sure gay rock.
Yeah! And then I see
you reach for me. What is this?
Bad English, man? Oh, this, you'll know it. Sometimes I wanna give up. I wanna give in. I wanna quit the fight. But, and then I see you, baby. Right? And everything's alright. Everything's alright.
When I see you smile,
I can face the world. Oh, you know I can do it. This is a song about you, Cody. When I see you smile.
Aww. Get out of here, make me blush. No, this is one of those songs you don't know until...
It's like a ray of light.
What? It's ones you don't know until you hear that little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you hear it on those infomercials for this, you know, the greatest hit CD for songs
this. Yeah,
and that's
it.
You just hear that one chorus line. Then they go to the next song. They don't get this far.
Oopie and I were singing this to each other in the shower this morning.
Oh, when you were... Because...
Sizing each other up.
I like you guys take, you know...
It's just easier to get each other's backs.
Tandem showers.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is that you guys are... It's not. It's just a stand-up shower. It's not like a bathtub or anything. It's just a stand-up shower.
No, we
you
squeeze
both,
in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get in the college-style shower stall.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So Cody Mack brings a lot to the show. That's no surprise to you guys. He's very valuable.
That's what you guys think.
And he made us some great audio, guys. So yesterday, Cody made a supercut of the about this time yesterday show.
Yes,
we played Griff eating the hottest.
Yeah,
gummy bear in the world.
Nitro gummy bear.
9.4 million Scoville units, whatever that means.
Ugh.
So, in the, 15-minute clip, he made so many involuntary burping sounds and breathing sounds. And
yeah.
So, Cody wisely put it together in a one-minute supercut.
Yeah, because...
And it's just as funny. It's almost funnier if you picture Griffin having sex.
Well, yeah, I was going to say,
while listening to this.
This could win an award for out-of-context audio.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
When they have those annual out-of-context audio competitions.
I always come up short. You know.
This might be your entry for this year. Yeah.
This might be my year.
The out-of-context audio. So here's the supercut of Griffin's involuntary burps. And breaths.
And all the things.
And Smoothie in the background narrating from time to time.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Buddy. That's what I tell people in show. Oh, you burp. Oh. Yeah, don't hiccup.
Cody laughing in the other room.
I can't do anything about that.
Oh, my God, I'm sweating.
What is that? Minute 45. Your ears are red.
Everything's red. This is bad.
I have it. Yeah.
Cream.
He's got chocolate.
Buddy.
What's the first
ice cream?
Cody putting in the work yesterday.
Oh man,
putting in the work.
That's so funny.
If you want to see Nikki Glaser at Del Lago, you can win tickets before you can buy them. All you got to do is roast the show. And I'm playing them today, so you got to do it right now on our voicemail.
Uh-oh.
315-364-109. Call that number and roast us on our voicemail. Obviously, Nikki Glaser, famous for her Comedy Central roast appearances. She will be at Del Lago coming up this summer. Tickets on sale Friday. But if you want to win them, four-pack before you can buy them, you got to roast the show on our voicemail. You got about an hour to do it because I'm going to play them. I'm going to find a winner out of those here pretty soon before the tickets go on sale. 315-364-1009.
And we will be critical of them.
Yeah. Say whatever you want about us. I don't care. It's your chance. There's no real stellar ones yet. I want to hear some good roasts.
Really?
Yeah.
No?
We'll play our favorite.
I'll throw this whole goddamn promotion right out of the window if you guys don't do something good. Nobody will get the tickets. I'll go. Ha!
I've eaten exclusively lasagna for 3 days, Toko.
Yeah, you said the other day, just kind of in passing, you made lasagna for the family, but you were like, you know what I also did was I made a second small lasagna
for second day lasagna. Dude.
Go on.
Well, everybody knows second day lasagna is better.
No. Oh, okay.
It's better than first day lasagna.
I was gonna say, nobody knows what second day lasagna is.
Well, second day lasagna is better than first day lasagna.
So you just made a whole extra lasagna.
So Monday.
Yeah.
I made what's called lasagna roll-ups. It was the first time making it. I don't think I'll make it again. It seems like it adds an extra step. So basically.
Go ahead.
It's not what you think it is.
No.
Like, there's two different lasagna roll-ups that I've made before. One, you deep fry.
Oh.
And they're really good.
Oh, man.
Like Olive Garden makes, they're really good.
I've never even heard of that.
You take the lasagna noodle.
Okay.
I'll tell you both ways.
Yeah.
Lasagna noodle, your ricotta mix. Yeah, whole thing. Your ricotta mix, your little bit of sauce, roll it up. Then at that point, you egg it, bread it, deep fry it, and you've got this, like a pizza roll, but a lasagna roll, Cody.
Dude, that sounds phenomenal.
That's not what I made on Monday. I made another version where it was some Pinterest recipe.
What'd you do?
Same process. You take your cooked lasagna noodle.
Whole thing?
Whole thing.
Not cut up at all?
Nope, whole thing. And you do your ricotta mix. You do your meat mix with your sauce. And you kind of fold it so it's like a square. And then you put these squares in the pan.
Oh, damn.
So that when you take it out of the oven, there's no cutting. You just have squares of lasagna.
Yeah.
I think it's dumb. No. I think you added an extra step you didn't need to add.
But I like that because one of the things I don't like about lasagna, it messes with my weird whatever, I don't like slidey lasagna.
Yeah, this gets rid of slidey lasagna.
That's what I'm saying. It's just pow, there, right there on your plate.
So I made that Monday. I made the roll-ups. And after I made the roll-ups in my bigger Pyrex dish, I had I had a lot of stuff left. So I made a daddy lasagna for the next day in my smaller Pyrex dish.
I love that.
My second day lasagna.
Second day lasagna.
So Monday.
That was a real full.
It was a full
lasagna. But it was not from.
It was not.
That day.
No.
From the day before.
I cooked it and it immediately went in the fridge.
Yeah.
Because you're for Tuesday.
Yeah. You're not for today.
You're not for today.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Yeah. Your second day lasagna.
Second day lasagna. Oh, okay. Then we'll see you tomorrow.
So we made the roll ups Monday. That was dinner.
I'm caught up on both of those. I can't. But we're not going to be able to move past them, I think, for the rest of the day.
You want to make lasagna roll-ups?
Just both of those.
Yeah.
Sound very
They're
good.
They're really good. So then, Tuesday, I know I got my second day lasagna waiting in that fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
And I freaking love second day lasagna.
Did you crush it?
Oh, my God.
Did you just, like, fork it? You know what I mean?
No. Or I was respectful because I knew the wife might want some second day lasagna.
See, that's when you fork enough for yourself that makes it look like a piece.
So I cut up that little mini lasagna into a couple slices for myself. That was my dinner Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, I knew that I had about half of second day lasagna waiting. It is now advanced to third day lasagna.
Oh.
Which in a lot of ways is almost even better than second day lasagna.
It's almost even better. And now that guy's sitting in the fridge like, hey, yo.
What's up?
We're all solidified, ready to be warmed up.
We're ready. I've got all of the salsas and spices and flavors all combined.
I get home about 2 o'clock. Send the message to the wife. I'm starving. I'm going to eat now. I'll find you guys some food later. She's like, okay. So it's about half a lasagna tray left.
Yeah.
cut it into big four big chunks.
Oh, man.
Put it on a plate. Warm it in the microwave. Put the alone on my phone to watch an episode of that. That's the happiest. Happiest.
Why on your phone?
Come
you're
sit at the kitchen table.
Why don't you just, like, take it to the other?
A lasagna is not a living room meal. I have certain there's rooms where you have to eat certain foods, and a lasagna is a table meal.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What else is not a living room meal? Is it like, if it has a sauce?
Any pasta or saucy, not because of messes.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like I need to be in a dining setting for that.
Okay. Do sauces count as, Sorry, it's just cutting in Twitch. I like the person to just, their name is just their...
Their phone number, yeah, it's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Like chicken wings? Do you like the...
Chicken wings, no. Sadly, chicken wings don't even make it out of the kitchen.
No, that's what I was going to say.
Chicken wings are an over-the-trash can meal.
That's what my step was. Like, you took a bite of one, you went to, like, take a step to another room or something, but then you were like, yeah, but I'm right here.
Chicken wings are a kitchen meal while I'm, like, waiting for the pizza to cool down.
Okay.
And then
okay.
I can toss the bone right in the trash can.
Okay.
That's burritos with queso, usually a dining room meal, not a living room meal.
Okay.
But takeout could be a living room meal.
You get like some burgers. That can be a...
Yeah.
All right.
And then very rarely there's a bedroom meal. Very rarely.
Well, I know. We've heard that.
You son of a bitch! I'll do like maybe a chips with melted cheese on them.
That's gotta be like a, you know, all at one, or you could just, you know, get rid of it in like a second and go, oh, no, I wasn't eating anything in here. No crumbs in the bed from cookies.
And a lot of times it depends on the quantity of food. I need a table because there's no, my living room table is not sufficient enough for the multiple plates I have planned.
I understand. That makes sense.
There could be a salad, maybe.
Do you sit or stand for the most part?
Oh, you're asking a lot of other questions because there's two levels of sitting. So now you want to go into the subcontext of the rooms.
Yeah, like what you're doing when you're, like in the living room, you're sitting, right?
Living room is a couch.
Yeah, okay, so you gotta.
But in the kitchen, there's two options. There's either the dining room table, or there's the, what are those things called? Like the bar, but it's not a bar, it's like a...
Like the island
thing?
Yeah,
but it's attached. An isthmus. It's our kitchen isthmus.
Yeah, the part for the dirty plates.
Yeah, and that's where you sit with a stool. Sometimes I like to be stool height.
Yeah.
Like with a sub.
Okay.
Like something that feels more casual, but not totally living room casual.
Yeah.
I'm at the bar with a stool, eating a sub with some chips.
That's what I do. Because the table is like, I don't know, maybe like a half a foot taller than this here right in front of us now in the studio. So depending on what it is, like if there's like a game on.
Yeah.
You know, and there's like pizza and wings or something, I'll stand. I like to stand because it makes it feel like it's the more of the atmosphere.
Well, we've watched you on Twitch when you do your wrestling shows. You eat walking. You're a walking eater.
Yeah. Yep.
So you'll get up and you like to kind of enjoy it watching the TV, eating the food, around. And you're walking around.
Then it's over.
Yeah.
Oh, man, especially if it's wings. If I cannot think about it, I can bring a plate over with a couple wings and sit down and have at them. But even then, I probably get up and wash my hands after every chicken wing.
I do too.
I can't help it.
I do too.
Every time I'm like, well, what if I don't want another chicken wing immediately right now?
Yeah, I don't want sticky hands.
I got sauce everywhere, so I gotta go and I gotta rinse them and then immediately go right back to the wings.
Yeah. Yeah, most people don't put this much thought into where and how they eat their meals, but Cody and I do.
Yeah.
Because it's our favorite part of the day is when we're having.
Oh, I got it. You gotta look around and go, all right, let's see. You got to plan your meals.
Oh, my God. I didn't even tell you. Last night, my wife, so my son and I are getting ready to have soccer practice.
Oh, they did have?
They had it. You were right. It, like, the war, it burned off the atmosphere and got warmer.
Made it way too hot.
So we're heading out the door to soccer practice, and she's, like, still in her work clothes. And I'm like, oh, it's like 5:30. Like, get comfy. She's like, I think I'm going to take our daughter up to Dairy Queen, because I've been craving DQ. And that's a drive for us. You know that.
Yeah, that's a hike.
She's like, how can I get all those blizzards back here without them melting? So I was like, put some ice in like one of our thermos lunch bags, and then you can transport them. So that's what she did.
There you go. It worked.
So, yeah, well, we were at soccer practice. She went and got blizzard Blizzard's a DQ.
Summer ones?
I don't know what you got for them. I didn't get anything. Because I can go anytime. I can go anytime. I pass it every day.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So she transported some DQ Blizzards back to the house, so then my son got home from soccer practice.
Yeah, that was rough.
Dude!
That was bad.
It's going to be 82 today. I don't know if it's going to be as humid, but...
No, I think today, that was it. Yesterday was that. Now I think we're cool off a little bit to where it dips down a tiny wee bit.
Now, obviously, we are in a little bit of a heat wave. So coming up next, I will play the... And this is why it's important to get involved in your local elections, because these are the people that you send to Washington. The congressman who asked, well, if the moon is affecting climate change, can't we just change the orbit of the moon?
Hmm. We can't, can we?
No.
Why? Because we've never been there, so we don't know how to get back.
See? I don't know. Well, Bezos is up there. Maybe he can.
Can he just, like, give a
little nudge?
Oh, there it is.
Buddy. That's what I tell people in strong. Oh, you burnt. Oh. Yeah, don't hiccup.
Cody laughed in the other room.
I can't do anything about that. Oh, my God, I'm sweating. What is that? A minute 45. Your ears are red.
Everything's red.
This is bad.
I have it. Yeah.
Cream. He's got chocolate. Buddy.
Here's the first ice cream.
Ice cream. man. Griff. Just great.
Super cut of Griffin doing his gummy bear challenge the other day.
So funny.
So, good morning. This is K-Rock. Roast us. If you want to win Nikki Glaser tickets, I'm drawing our favorite voicemail by the end of the show today. We've got a few good ones. Don't just text us your burns. There's some funny burns that are getting texted to us, but leave them on the voicemail. It's the same number, 315-364-109. End of the show today, we will draw a winner. You're going to go see Nikki Glaser at Del Lago. Tickets on sale tomorrow, seeing as she is, well, so well known for her roasts. We're giving you a chance to roast us.
Oh.
What?
I've been sharing on social media to bring us
roasts.
And there's a lot of people at the door right now.
Well, let them in.
We're going to be eating good for a while.
So, yeah, and I will say this. I am rubber, you are glue. Whatever you say about me bounces on me, ding on you, so...
I agree.
Thank you.
I agree.
So in a bizarre, the whole thing was bizarre. There was a climate change hearing and this video is going viral. And this is why I always say it's so important for you to get involved in your local elections, because this is where you can actually have an impact. Like, yes, the president can, you know, appoint Supreme Court justices and do a lot of stuff at the very top. But you want to know who your congressmen are, who you're sending to Washington to represent you.
Yeah.
This is Louie Gohmert out of, I believe, Texas. And he was told that, you know, the moon is an element of climate change. You know, we're in a heat wave right now.
Okay, okay.
Obviously, things are changing on planet Earth. You can see the graphs that things are getting hotter and more dramatic temperature swings.
Hey, you look at your graphs.
Mm-hmm.
I will research my own graphs.
Okay, that's fine.
And I will go from there. Okay?
That's fine.
Do you. And you let me worry about my internet.
You and me.
Yeah.
Still a couple of wolves out here trying to eat.
Yeah.
Just out here trying to eat.
Just trying to move the moon.
So he asked, well, why don't we just move the moon?
Yeah.
The moon's orbit is changing slightly, and so is the Earth's orbit around the sun. Is there anything that the National Forest Service or BLM can do to change the course of the moon's orbit or the Earth's orbit around the sun? Obviously, that would have profound effects on our climate.
I would have to follow up with you on that one, Mr. Gohmert.
Is your last name Pyle? Gohmert Pyle?
Yeah, like...
What an idiot.
I'm probably one of the dumbest people.
That
I thought the moon was a planet.
No,
but I'm not a congressman.
Right? It just it's that old white guy of, well,
why don't we just do that?
If we just say things.
Yeah, right?
Then we should be able to do them.
Like, whatever.
I'm asking you, woman, now do it.
Whatever district he represents, they should immediately be able to say, okay, no. Come back home. We're going to send somebody else.
Yeah, be like, no.
No, hey, no.
Hey, Red Rover, get your dumb ass back here. We're sending someone else over.
No, you can't do that. You are representing us.
And I like how he tries to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
It is my understanding that the moon's orbits and the Earth's orbits and are varying, and there's climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what I was wondering if I was watching the TV the other day with my wife of 47 years, God bless us,
and Madge,
and the Batman program was mm-hmm. on, and I said to Madge, hey, Madge. Oh, why the frick can't we just use that bat grappling hook and tow the moon a little bit? Call me crazy.
Text line is right. He is a congressman, so he's representing his constituents. Maybe they're just as dumb. Very good chance.
Yeah. Maybe he's from Kentucky.
Very good chance.
He'll be come from Kentucky.
But I would hope that... there should be some kind of... a test. Should there not be?
Yeah, I don't know. Do they have
to become a lawyer, you got to pass a test. To become a doctor, you got to pass a test. Why do no elected officials got to pass a test?
The one question. Do you think we can move the moon?
Yeah.
Well, from my understanding, no. Yes or no? Well, yes.
Okay.
Okay, and then they just rip that application up.
You get elected by your constituents. That's the beauty of democracy. You tell your people, hey, I think I'd be the best representation for this district in Congress.
Cool. Not like any other thing in the world.
And after you get elected, they go, hey, man, congrats, you got elected. You just got to take the congressman test.
I was going to say before you can even do that, like a job, apartment, or anything.
Good call.
All right, well, what are you looking for? Oh, you want to be congressman?
All right. Well, you just got to pass this test.
And here, fill that out. And
I had to get my driver's license and sit down and identify what a stop sign was.
All right, now fill that out. And I'll bring it back to us. And then we'll go from there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Not just, I'm be a congressman. I'm old, I'm white, and I got other old white people that are ready to give me money.
Right.
Oh, well, then you're in.
No, we got to do something. We got to get people with some brains in there.
Yeah, all the brain power to help move the goddamn moon.
The popularity contest ain't working.
Nope.
You got a guy looking to move the moon.
Well, don't worry.
You should have to go to your local.
I'll give it a little nudge.
I know, text line Josh, even a D student is called a doctor. I agree. I'm not saying you got to get 100 on the test.
Yeah.
I'm saying you got to at least know how the moon works. You got to get, and this is coming from a guy who doesn't really know how the moon works, but I ain't running for Congress.
Right.
I ain't making decisions.
Yeah, you could just get some, some jetpacks on it.
Yeah. Don't we have a giant, hair dryer we could blow at it and move it around a little bit?
I don't think he was being sarcastic, text line.
I don't think, no.
He was talking.
He was in a hearing.
Yeah. Can't we just move it? I don't think that was, unless he was, in which case that's a nice dry sense of humor.
Elected officials should really have a competency test at some point. Before they go right. And represent all of us.
Any job.
Yeah.
Any job.
Text line, to be a janitor in the county or state, you have to take a test. Yes. So why is there no test for our elected officials?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let them start failing tests so we can put the smartest people in the jobs.
Right. You've got to get some smart people that are already in there to review the stuff. That way when someone dumb comes in, if I went and filled out an application about stuff, and they were like, all right, fill this out. And I did and handed it back. They could go, oh, my God. hey.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Look what he put down.
Yeah.
Look at that. He wants to be a president.
Yeah, right? no.
No, sir.
Man.
No, sir.
I'm just saying, man, maybe we got to come up with some kind of checks and balances for our checks and balances. You know what's going to feel good on these hot days, Cody? Some water slides.
Oh, my God.
A week from tomorrow, next Friday, Cody Mack is going to meet two lucky winners and a guest. at Enchanted Forest Water Safari, where the fun never stops, to ride the slides for the first time. They're opening a half an hour early for Cody and his guests.
Oh, yeah.
Next Friday.
Yep.
And then they're open for the season at 10 a.m.
Yep.
Next Friday is their day one.
There we go.
30-minute early for Cody. They did ask for your mailing address yesterday. That's not a joke. I think they're sending you something, but I don't know what they're sending you.
Okay.
We're hopeful. We're excited to see what it is.
Okay.
You receive from the fine folks in Enchanted Forest.
Oh, interesting. All right, cool.
Enchanted Forest thong, maybe.
Oh, I wear that. A little bathing suit action.
Yeah. So if you want to do that, head to our K-Rock Facebook page. Share and comment on the image. They are going to draw a winner Monday, and we will let you know. And then all you got to do is meet Cody up at Enchanted Forest, 9:30 a.m. next Friday. Which one are you most excited to try?
That floor one where it drops out, man. Mm-hmm. I love some adrenaline. Like, that seems like one that'll give you that.
Do they count you down? Is it like those?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, you know that feeling that, like, right before something is, you know what I mean? Like that. Oh, I love that. I'm a big fan of that.
I don't like it, man.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
I don't like it.
Oh, that's a good feeling.
So what might be the, like, most millennial part of me is, because this comes from a story and, like, a bunch of viral videos about how much millennials hate making and receiving phone calls. I'm in that list. I do not like talking on the phone.
No, I don't either.
I always assume the worst is going to happen.
Yeah.
What do you want? You can't text me? What? What do we need?
Or they just sound like whoever you're calling just sounds irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I got...
All right,
I got...
My name's Tyler. I need to make a doctor's appointment. Hi, my name's Tyler. I need to make a doctor's appointment. Hi, my name's... Oh, my God. Please don't answer. Please don't answer.
That's me. That's me. Oh, God. Please, let me leave a voicemail. Please, 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 please.
Oh, see, no, that's even worse. Mm-hmm. I hate that even more.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're on their clock. When
If you call me, okay.
I was ready. Yeah. I called. I did it. I fired up the phone. Brrr, all right, here we go. All right, let's go. The caller, you please leave. No! And then you got, all right, and then you hang up and you go, all right. Now I sit.
Now
I sit
what?
And I wait. Wait a minute, they call me back.
Now what do I do?
And then they call you back at the worst time and you're like, all right, I'm going to just, hey, yeah, hold on. Hi, yeah, can you, I'm always in the production room. Yeah, one second, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, can you get it? Code? Can we just, one second. We can't hear. No, 1 second.
Why is there bad reception in there?
Oh, it's awful. Yeah. It's like bomb shelters in there.
Oh. Man.
Yeah, fire up the phone.
So that's me. My stepdad texts me. He texts me to say, call me.
Yeah, my mom will do that too. That's older person thing.
Give me a call.
Hey, call me.
I'm like, well, great. Someone else is dead now.
Yeah, give me a call, Josh. You couldn't have just texted instead of give me a call, Josh?
No, like, because it's got to be this. It can't just be, Josh, can you help me do blank at this time?
Nope, it's got to be a setup.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, no, what's up?
Yep, there you go.
You going to be around tomorrow? Or? Yeah, I'll be whatever. What do you need me to do?
Yep.
All right, well, I got a table I got to get up to camp.
No big deal, if you're not... If you're not gonna, I'll be around. I mean, your mother.
Yeah, your mother.
So don't worry about it. But
no,
but
we talked about
around.
The dad pitch before, and it never changes.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, your mother could help me with it, but it'd be easier if you could just help me get it up the stairs. I can get it out up at camp. I'll just drag it up there.
That's
okay. Then I'll see ya.
Why is that always like the? Here's how I'm going to win you over with this here chore.
You don't got to do the second part of it.
There's 100% of a chore that needs to be done.
Right.
90% of it is what I need help with you to do.
Yeah.
Just 10%, I got it. Right.
Yeah, right.
You just get you get my oven inside this new house. I can turn it on.
I'll plug it in.
I'll make myself dinner. But what I'm going to need you to do is get this tub out of here.
And then does your mom or, like, well, you're not deceased dad, but your parents do, like, the wind down at the end of the call?
Oh,
like,
they both
did.
It's
not just like,
oh, yeah.
Here's the plan.
Oh, they both did.
Conversation's over.
Oh, my God. But no, my dad would then loop back to the start and recap.
Same with me.
Like, and I'd be like, son of a bitch, you're telling me the same.
Here we go again.
You're telling me the same thing again.
All right, so you're going to be over about 2?
Yep.
Or just do you ever, and then God forbid it gets to you in the way that, you know, it would us, uh-huh. and you do a you or me thing that they don't understand. So they do the, for the 8th time.
So about 2:00 then, that sounds good.
What? Oh, we didn't even talk time.
Yeah, right.
Well, what? You just said 2:00. Nah, I'm just.
And it's like,
Lord help me. Jesus, strike me dead now.
Simple as this. Josh, can you help me do this thing at your mother's shop? Yes. All right, I'll see you there at 3:30 today. Thanks. Cool. Okay, bye.
No.
You're at the end of the dad conversation. And you've set all the plans.
Yeah.
I will meet you there at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because I'll get there about 3:30. Yes, I know we're going to be there. I might get there at 3:15, but if you can't get, that's fine. I'll see you at 3:30. Yeah, I'll be there at 3:30.
Because it all got to do.
It'll be easy enough once we just get it.
I'll have it in the truck when you get there. So, I mean, you don't have to get there any earlier than 3:30.
Like, all right, okay.
I was going to get there at 3:30 because that's what time we planned on, about 8 to 10 times.
Yeah,
now.
We've said that time a bunch, so.
8:30 sounded good.
You'll be there early, and then I'll get there at 3:30, and you go, where you been?
Whoa, what took you so long?
Yep.
It's 3:20. It's not even the time yet. I've been here since about 2:15.
That's all right.
An hour.
We already got it to camp. Yep.
That's done.
Everybody's texting in their cocktails right now. If you watched Whiskey Wednesday last night, I drank Glenmorangie X.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to take them to task a little bit. It's available over at Harborview. Because Glenmorangie is a great, and I hope I'm saying that right. I saw somebody say it on the internet.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like something.
Glenmorangie?
But I mean,
whatever. It's from Scotland. It's legitimate scotch. But they have a new bottle where they want to make, like, mixed drinks with it.
Okay.
To, like, appeal to the hipsters and the youth. And I had to lecture them. I had to say, listen, this is not your market.
No.
Stick to making a good scotch.
Was it a lesser alcohol content?
No, it was a good scotch because I drank it neat afterwards.
Yeah. But
and
again,
I go, why are you doing this?
But again, you did that based off of the drink you made, right?
And I made a terrible drink.
That's the problem. So that's why you were saying, you know, oh, this isn't your market. Mm-hmm. If you made the correct drink, maybe you'd be like,
maybe
okay,
it is.
Okay, I can see. Because even I am interested in this drink with how it's supposed to be made.
So last night, for the first time ever on Whiskey Wednesday, I attempted a mixed drink. I've never mixed a drink.
Yeah.
Live on Whiskey Wednesday.
Other than, I was going to say, your vodka and Kool-Aid. That's technically a mixed drink.
I mean, sure it is. Yeah, vodka and Kool-Aid.
It's a mixed drink. It's not a shot. It's a mixed drink.
So last night, they're like, hey, try to make a mixed drink with this new Glenmorangie. And I go, okay. So I went to their website and found the easiest recipe they had. It was 3 ingredients.
Okay.
And I screwed up 1/3 of the ingredients.
Yeah. That's not how it's going to go down.
It was the Glenmorangie scotch.
Well, Glenmorangie.
It was sparkling apple juice.
Oh, God, that sounds so good.
I'll bring in the rest of the bottle for you.
Would you get Martinelli?
No, whatever's at Wegmans on that shelf there, where it's like sparkling grape juice, sparkling apple juice. Is that what that is?
Sometimes.
I'll have to go look at the bottle.
Might be Martinelli.
I'll bring it in for you. You can finish it off.
Sparkling or non-sparkling? Dude, you get the non-sparkling Martinelli apple juice, you might never go back to any other apple juice.
Good to know. And then the third option, it said lime juice.
Yes.
And it was like, here's the ounces of each.
Yes, to make it like a Granny Smith apple, almost.
And it says garnish with a slice of apple.
Yeah.
So I did. Yeah. I brought it all in there.
You ripped the apple in half with your freaking hands?
Yeah.
Damn right.
No, I used a cutter.
Oh. Whatever.
So I get all these ingredients.
Yeah.
And I make this mixed drink.
Yeah.
Kind of eyeballing the ounces. I don't know how many ounces are in a shot. Whatever. Kind of made it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Drank it. Tasted like vomit. Tasted awful.
No.
And I'm like, I don't know how, what in the world did I do wrong?
Something.
Well.
It turns out something.
Come to find out, there's multiple options for lime juice.
Turns out,
I bought just that little green lime looking thing.
That looks like a lime.
That looks like a lime.
Yeah.
And I put, I think 2 ounces of that.
Show me with your hand, like, squeeze it, like how long you squeezed it, so I can see.
2 ounces.
Like 3 seconds worth of...
Yeah. The whole thing is 6 ounces. So I drank, I put a third of it in my drink.
Did you drink the whole thing?
No.
The whole mixed drink?
I couldn't even drink it.
Well, I was going to say, that's why you had to poop.
So I drank
a
little bit of it, and it tasted like vomit.
When I want to put an excess amount on like your apples when you're making an apple pie so they don't turn brown or whatever, and I give it like a, and that's it. And then you toss a whole like bag of apples in it.
So.
Well, a lemon one, but same thing.
I show the camera.
Nobody said anything to you?
No, you idiots. Nobody said anything. You saw it. You saw it on the table. I'm making the drink. Nobody said, hey, man, that might not be the lime juice you need.
Hey, man, you
the bottle says,
whoa, boy,
lime juice.
Hey, man, that's a lot of lime juice there.
Oh, it says lime juice on that little green lime looking thing.
Oh, that's great.
I put 2 ounces of that. What?
I like that it's...
Space Baby wanted to see where it was going to go.
Right? Lottie, yeah, he said he'd give you the poop. It would give you the poops, and Space Baby said, no, we want to see what happened. Those are our listeners.
Joel, they didn't say it. Am I wrong? They didn't. Nobody said, Josh, no, do not put that in your drink.
It was during basketball time, so I only have it on. I don't see comments. I don't pay attention to comments.
Ben Riley did the math. That's the equivalent of 18 limes. 18 limes.
It was funny.
I make this drink.
Oh, man.
What I'm trying to tell you, fine folks listening to the show on K-Rock right now.
Yeah.
Sometimes a juice isn't a juice. Sometimes, even though the little green lime says lime juice, not from concentrate, there's another lime juice option.
Yeah, the whole other
one. In, like, the bar section. And you all just sit there laughing, having a good old time at my expense. Nobody's like, hey, man. Like, if you see me about to drink something terrible.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you all caps scream at me? No, Josh.
It's funny.
Because you wanted to watch it go down.
Yeah. I don't even know if I would have said anything.
It was so bad. It was so acidic, so gross. Yep. I couldn't even finish a sip of it.
Oh, yeah, see? Someone else on text line.
What?
They didn't know it was different either. That would explain why their homemade margaritas suck.
Yeah!
Yeah.
There is a different lime juice out in the world somewhere that I don't... I would imagine it's in the mixers section.
I bet that's that, or over where there's the bottles of it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where you can get the lemon and lime juice. Maybe there's... It's over there.
So why would you, okay.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know why anybody would be like, lime juice. No other instructions about it.
Like, why wouldn't you tell people?
Honest to God, that's what I would think too. To be honest with you.
It was not the squeezy lime.
I would get that too. If someone was like, this drink needs lime juice, I would go, okay, I'll get one of those limes then. Unless I happen to walk by those mixers in that aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And go, oh, I wonder if, hey, why is that a giant bottle? And this is a little, like a little thing.
You all just sat and watched the world burn as I took a big mouth swig of lime juice.
You guys are awesome. Oh, it's the word concentrate on it. Josh just saw it and was like, I am. I don't really understand. I'm trying to do my best.
I'm focusing really hard.
I'm mixing the drinks. I'm going slow. It just still tastes bad. Poor guy. Yeah, right? There you
what?
Go.
What?
Oopie, yeah, he's... Congratulations. You, Josh, you win 4 tickets to Nikki Glaser for...
Did I roast myself?
For roasting yourself. Poor guy.
Man. So now I know. I'm teaching some of you that the lime juice and the little green lime is not for your mixed drinks, apparently. You want another mysterious lime juice or is what... Eric is telling me sometimes called sour mix. I don't know. Y'all just watch me suffer.
Poor guy.
Try to get down this drink for a sponsor.
Sounds like you're sour about it.
No, it's really good. It's really good. Here's audio of me drinking that drink last night.
There it is.
I would agree with this survey. The majority of people are more likely to trust a self-driving plane than a self-driving car. And I think I think I'm one of those people.
Agreed.
Because a car, there's so many other things like down on the ground that could cause you danger. A plane, I feel like you got all that space up there. Nothing's really, you can't crash into a tree.
Yeah, I feel like there's, well, and there's more.
I mean, you could, but.
Yeah, well, there's more option or room for error. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a self-driving car, you don't have more than feet. And if that sometimes.
To react?
No, to like maneuver.
Yeah.
If you're in like up in the air, if you do one of these.
Whoa. You sway over. Yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
You're fine.
Do that in a car?
Yeah, and I think we're headed that way. I think we see autonomous everything in our lifetimes. I would get in an autonomous plane.
Like a Bolt.
Because aren't planes pretty much autonomous as is?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them, they kind of just slap it into autopilot, and they're there to, like, man the controls and make sure stuff. But I'm thinking what you're probably thinking, like that pizza delivery truck where there's nobody in anything. You hop in it, you sit down, and you go, all right, plane, Oswego, please.
And it takes me there.
Up and...
Or, like... I mean, I would say within 10 years, I bet we got like Amazon delivery trucks just like showing up at your house.
If they already do it and wherever they're doing that with Domino's, then why not Amazon? But how would you get it out?
That's what I was going to ask. If you've got an autonomous Amazon delivery truck, how does it get from the truck to your porch? Does it just chuck it?
Dump truck. Backs up into your driveway and just...
Like with Domino's, they know, you know it's coming there.
Yeah.
So you got to be there to walk out, open the little thing, you get your pizza, you're done.
Yeah.
With Amazon, it could be showing up anytime.
Right. I don't know.
And they just put it on a trebuchet and chuck it at you.
Ooh, trebuchet.
57% of consumers would use an autonomously operated train, bus, or taxi. Train for sure. It's on tracks. It's going to happen. If you get in the way of that train, that's on you.
Other than, is it China?
China.
Is it China that wants to do that thing?
What?
That gave me... I had to close out of the article. I was getting such bad, like, jittery shakes.
What were they doing?
Put it, like, underground. Like, under the ocean. Like, or in the ocean and on the floor. Like a railway system.
To where's it going?
I don't even... wherever they do things to. Here. I don't know.
Yeah, but you drive under the water when you go to New York City.
I would... Just thinking about that is enough to make me not go to New York City. That bridge the tunnel.
Lincoln Tunnel or the Midtown Tunnel, you wouldn't...
That just makes... No, I don't want to do that.
Ugh. You don't know you're under the Hudson River.
Ugh, that's awful.
You don't know.
That's terrible. You wouldn't if you were in like a bullet train or something.
You wouldn't...
Ugh,
what do you think's going to happen down there? You're just like, something's going to break and you're going to get flooded? And you're down
That's
there in a
easily
train.
My worst nightmare, or a car, or whatever. Now I'm just at the bottom of the ocean in a car.
Like I'm not going to act like I'm totally chill when I'm going through the Lincoln Tunnel or the Midtown Tunnel, because you are starting to think like one of these walls gives away. We're dead. We're dead.
Yeah. Or when you guys go on vacation and you guys send pictures of where is it, like one of the Carolinas or something, or Miami, or not?
Who,
Miami,
me?
Florida. Just showgirls or showgirls. They'll put them on there. I think Maxfield has a couple times.
What is it?
That thing that's like miles? Is it Florida?
Oh, the Everglades, that bridge down and wherever it goes to the Keys or whatever.
Yeah, you're there.
You can't hang with that, right?
I don't like any of that stuff.
I sent you a photo of me in the center of the Baltic Sea,
right?
And you couldn't see anything.
Nope, didn't like that. Didn't like that at all.
What about the bridges and stuff?
It gets me a little bit. But I usually send up, like, if I'm driving, just white knuckling it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I go over in just a night of lake, I white knuckle it. Just because it's I don't know, I don't like any bridges.
Yeah.
Even the small ones. Like going down Rattlesnake Gulch. Oh, God, I hate that so much. That is the worst road in this whole area.
What's that bridge that does, like, that double duty, guys? Where it's, like, that bridge and then it goes into a tunnel and then it comes out as a bridge again?
Nope. Oh, thanks. I'm good.
Have you seen that photo?
I know what you're talking about.
What is that bridge?
But I don't want anything to do with that either. Although I don't think I would do that. I'll say that before if I had a choice between that or the one lane bridges. Like, nah, I know this is from the 1800s. It's fine.
I go over one every single day.
Yeah, it's
Hammondville
fine.
Bridge, bro.
It's from the 1800s, but we could fix it.
It works fine. We don't need no fancy two-lane bridges.
Exactly. 2021, and we're pausing for one Amish buggy to go over the bridge to deliver some spiced meats to town.
Listen, you can keep your big city bridges.
Yeah, I know.
We are happy with our bridges.
This is one of the times when I don't mind being in the pocket of big city bridges.
That's
I'll
the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel.
Oh, God.
Yeah, even that one freaks me out, man. I'm not cool with that.
Every one of these is giving me, like, backaches and making my body shake.
And that Chinese bridge I showed you that floats on the water. And you drive it and just kind of like...
No!
I declare bankruptcy! Yeah,
I declare... No! Oh, man.
Because that one was a one-lane bridge and it's floating.
Yeah.
And your car's just kind of like pushing the water out of the way as you go over.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you're good.
It's the worst that's going to happen. Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
GK says the Lincoln Tunnel scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm chill, but it doesn't freak me out like Cody's freaked out.
Yeah, no. Oh, just that bridge though, that one.
Yeah, Cody can't do those aquarium walkthroughs, right? Would the sharks just swim over you?
We did it because I didn't know that one in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I was unaware that was what was going to happen. And you walk through like the door or wherever it is, and it's that. You can't go backwards.
Because everybody's moving forward and you're...
Oh, believe me, I tried to go backwards.
You're like, no.
You can go around this one. I'll go around this one. Don't even need to. Don't need to do this. You can't.
And
it was awful.
I freaked them out a couple of weeks ago when I told them that my kids walked over that shark rope bridge.
Oh, my God.
Out near Albany, there's an aquarium out that way.
And it's just sharks?
There's just sharks underneath you, and you go over a rope bridge. Showgirl Lynn, 20 months in Twitch. Appreciate that. You guys, we talk all morning long in Twitch. Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY, powered by Delicious San Miguel.
There we go. That's
as close as the water you're getting.
As close to the water as I need to be with a marg.
Right there.
Some nachos. Let me get a little bit closer to the water, please.
Beautiful water. Whatever. I don't know if it's a waterfall. I don't know what it is. A dam out there in Beeville?
I don't know if that's called.
I don't think it's like a dam.
It's something. Like a reservoir type thing. Mm-hmm. Ow, ow.
Now they're all taking the over.
Uh-oh.
They're all taking the over on our fish today.
We're going to go over. I'll do the under. That was both days.
It's been down to the wire,
the
guys.
Last 2 days, it has been a, like, and I don't, like, we were on the boat last couple days. I don't know, do we want to go on the boat again today?
I want to catch some big fat donkeys out there.
I want to catch a big fat donkey.
And I'm not catching any big fat donkeys.
We're catching some.
They're not big fat donkeys.
They're slimy darts.
We caught a couple of ditch pickles.
Yeah.
But I want some big fat lake donkeys.
Yeah, I want some bigums.
Mm-hmm.
Bigums.
Space Babe taking the under.
All right. It's not anything, you know, it wouldn't make us feel bad if you took the under. It's okay.
You know, you guys, I don't know how to make this a bigger issue in our lives, but it seems like every day I hear another terrifying cicada story.
Oh, no, now what?
It delayed President Biden's plane for 7 hours. A press plane was carrying a team of journalists to the UK for President Biden's overseas trip.
Yeah.
Was delayed 7 hours. So not Biden's plane, but the press. The plane was set to take off around 9 p.m. on Tuesday and could not leave until after 4 a.m. on Wednesday.
Damn.
Because the cicadas...
You can't get up. Like, they would probably clog the engines if you go and fly through it like that.
They created a mechanical failure.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn,
the DC
dude.
Area's Doppler radar is picking up cicadas down there, man.
Wow.
Man.
Holy cow. And that's going to be everywhere.
How long are these lasting for?
The summer. It's the summer. They'll be here.
I told you about that Cincinnati car crash that happened.
Yeah. We're going to have to start eating these things, guys.
What's it matter?
Just get rid of them.
There's so many of them.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me where the cicadas have been? They're underground, right?
Yeah, but where?
Well, you can't see everything underground.
In a cave? Are they just in a cave?
Probably.
It's so weird. Like, what are they just like? There's grass over there right now. Outside the window. Are they over there?
They could be. They could be.
What do they do?
But why just the Northeast? Is our climate perfect and the East Coast, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know. They just, like, did, like, 20 years ago, they dig a little hole. We're like, all right,
17 years.
Yeah, and that was it. Now
every 17 years this happens.
Time for sex.
They lay eggs in trees, text line says.
Yeah, I dip a cicada in some barbecue sauce, throw it on the grill, fry her up.
I haven't noticed any uptick in cicadas around here, have you?
No, not yet. I've been listening, and I was even trying to listen when I was walking the Dr. Freddy out in the wild. Mm-hmm. I was listening for him, and I couldn't even hear anything. There was once where I thought I heard a couple, but I was like, I don't know. You never know. But now, because you can hear them, man. You got to wait. We're going to get those days where it's not going to be like it's been, where it's chances of thunderstorms hot.
It's going to be that dry August hot.
Yeah, where it's got to be real hot, and then you hear that, like,
way out. And a lot of you are saying you'd eat the cicadas.
Yeah. Telling you, I would.
Would you need them flavored or anything, or just you'd eat them raw?
I want to try a bunch of varieties of them if that's the thing everyone's doing. It's apparently not bad. If you can fry them up or dunk them in chocolate or deep fry them, whatever the hell you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, why not? As long as they're not like a sour or a bitter middle guts part.
The original ending of the song? Have you heard it?
No.
Scriven eating the world's hottest gummy bear.
Great.
So, Cody, it is hot. That is not breaking news.
Yeah.
Yep. It's been a hot run here. It's a hot one.
Ugh.
7 inches in the midday, son.
Your face.
Should have done it in a world for everyone, but it's so smooth.
Who sings that exactly?
And it's just like the ocean under the moon.
Be-de-de-de-de.
And the grandma did a merchant chili dog. Got a nothing else and then a something down. Give me a hot mega reel and don't forget about it.
Sucking
on a chili dog. Show sucks.
Shit, sucking.
No, it's been hot. It's been hot.
A little bit.
And Google Trends released their most heat wave popular Google searches, what people are looking for
okay.
to survive the heat.
Okay.
Up 300% this week, ceiling fan direction in summer.
Because
it changes. We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Changes. It should be going counterclockwise to push the air down, not up. I'm always an air down guy. I like a breeze on me.
All the time. I hear you.
I like to lay on the bed. Ladies, relax. I like to lay on my bed. And let my underpants open up a little bit and get a little wind on those.
Yep, yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That way, if you get the right angle, you can take a quick shot of his gooch and balls.
Oh, dude.
If you're looking for some shaft, there you go.
You know, you ladies, you don't know the joy of just putting your ham hocks right over the air conditioner.
You know, I got a feeling they do.
No, they don't. It doesn't feel the same.
I don't know.
On a vagine over, I don't over know. Season
well,
bees.
Well, think about it, because it's like all tucked up in there, and it's warm, and I don't know.
Perfect and flawless right. in every way.
What are we talking about? I don't know. What's going on?
No, man. If you're at the height of an air conditioning vent.
Yeah, and you can just step over it.
Whether it's central air, you got a window unit, and you let those shorts open up a little bit. Oh, man.
Oh, man, it's just the best.
Cool off the pork and beans, man, I'll tell you what.
Yep. It is really good.
Top near me searches this week, according to Google Trends. Swimming near me, water parks near me, pools near me, and strawberry picking near me.
What?
I mean, like, are public pools back this year?
Some of them, yeah. I saw the one up at Oswego's opening in
July. They're doing those
July.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, those are, but what? Strawberry picking.
Shout out to Minnesota, who had the first reported pool turd of 2021.
Oh.
Pool in Minnesota.
They got my packet.
Had a floater. Yeah, E-Money bags is right. There's a lifeguard shortage this year.
Dude, that's E-Money. That's every year. They're doing this again. It's just becoming more widespread. I think it's an example of, no, we don't want your absolute trash pay.
Yeah, you got to pay people more if you want them to work.
And I think that this is nothing. I don't think this has anything to do with
The current situations of America.
It's just not, I think it's been a lifeguard situation for like at least 5 years. Because I see that all around me in Cicero where they just, oh no, it's got to close this beach, this perfect little beach for, you know, this little community that's right here in Cicero that nobody knows about because we don't have any lifeguards. Mm-hmm. We can't afford any lifeguards. But yet you can afford to have two or three people manned at that little building year-round to do maintenance on an area that's no bigger than all of our houses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're lying. You're lying. Jamesville?
You've got places like Burnderry and Duncan and all these places paying like $15, $16, $17 an hour.
Yep. Like, Jamesville's lying. You're lying.
You know, you're calling shenanigans on that?
Yes, I am. You saw that last year? Oh, it didn't really matter if our beach was open with the COVID and we didn't have to pay. But we don't have to pay these people this year. Interesting. You know, maybe we won't pay them more. And then you don't. And then the people that are coming back from college are going, wait, what? No, I'm not going to make $8.50 to be a lifeguard all summer and work all summer hours.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think they're lying.
Showgirl Sarah
conspiracy theories.
Going back to our cool breeze discussion, celebrating how you gals lift up your boobs for a good fan breeze.
Nice.
Well, I bet that feels nice, and I'm going to think about that for quite some time, Sarah R.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the old pork and beans on a fan.
Yeah, but
the underboob.
Our genitals are kind of, as I say, our genitals aren't compacted in like hooties. But
yeah, I feel terrible for you ladies having to wear bras all the time. That does seem terrible.
Yeah, I don't mind thinking about you guys ripping them off, though. That ain't a bad thing.
As much as I complain about my hang low, I really feel for you ladies with just two big heavy weights on your chest.
Right, yeah.
That you try to contain with this uncomfortable piece of fabric and wires and ugh.
Yeah, you just have back pain.
Back pain
forever.
All the time. I'm thankful that mine is centrally located and can hang in a properly distributed weight
area. It's nice, it's small, it's compact. This isn't in the way at all.
It's not small! What did you...
What? Sorry, what? Sorry.
Why are you...
It's actually... I don't know how he deals with it. It's like a goddamn woolly mammoth hanging over there.
Oh, and you ladies with your thick thighs, is that... That's gotta suck too on hot days, rubbing thighs together and stuff. See, I can wear my pouchy underpants. I ain't got no thigh rub.
When I lose like a little bit of weight...
Mm-hmm.
Like when I did before, that was one of the benefits. My thighs didn't rub together anymore.
You had that
my
hot gap.
My armpits didn't rub together.
That sexy gap down there?
No, just, you know, like the fat guy gap went away. Like, it was legit my favorite thing about losing weight was the year I went to the state fair, my armpits didn't rub together.
Oh!
And then, like, my crotch didn't rub together, so I didn't need, like, an ass ton of Gold Bond just to enjoy the state fair for a day.
I'm thankful for the fact that all of my fat is in my belly.
Yeah.
I have my arms are not fat, my legs are not fat, it's all right here. So I don't have any of that arm rub stuff and my thighs. Ooh, but thick thighs do save lives.
Yeah, they do.
Top searches for kids. What are you saying?
Or they could end your life and it wouldn't be bad either.
No, not at all. Top searches for kids. These are things that have spiked during the heat wave here.
Water balloons.
Sprinklers for kids. Oh. Plastic pools for kids. Splash pads. Dude, there is a lot of splash pads opening up in CNY. That's awesome.
There's way more splash pads around than I thought there were.
Oswego's got one. Lysander just opened one.
Yeah.
That's rad.
One over in Verona Beach, just at the beach, in case your kids don't want to do beach.
They just splash around.
Yeah. So God, show my age. Remember when the new one was put in at Fort Ricky?
No, I don't.
I remember that. I remember being of age.
And you just go there and you splash around in it?
Yeah. Yep, they had the water guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cheyenne says that the Verona Beach one is a great splash pad.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love a good splash pad.
Yep.
And when my kids were that age, they loved those things.
Today's not that hot, but the last couple days, Big Dog, it was hot.
It was hot, Big Dog.
You're not going to get away with it. It's not really even hot yet.
It ain't going to get much
hotter than the 95 than it was.
It's been hot.
With the bajillion percent humidity.
I do. I love, you know what, man? There's an area of time of your development, I guess, where it's like you're a little kid, you love a splash pad, and then you get to an age where you're like, I'm not going to the splash pad, and then you get to be Cody and I's age, and you're like, I won't go on that splash pad.
Because they're cool, not like the bigger ones, like in Enchanted Forest, where it's like in, you know, a whole thing with that big-ass bucket that dumps on you.
Yeah, man.
You better believe that if I'm in Enchanted Forest and I'm in the area...
Mm-hmm.
Of when that
bucket
siren
dumps.
Goes off
yeah, you're
to
there.
Get underneath the bucket.
You're there.
I'm going to go get underneath that bucket. Yeah. I'm going to stand with a bunch of kids.
Dude. I don't care, man. I love water park bucket dumps.
Yeah.
They are so fun. I wish I had one when I was a kid, but we'll go to like Greek Peak has one. They have
bucket.
The bucket goes off and you just stand there and it's so funny.
For like, and it's 5 seconds.
It's so funny.
And you're like, oh, that was the best. It's over though. Okay, let's go do something
Shakes
else.
My glasses off my face. I'm like, and run away.
Oh, I miss those days being able to like do that. It was a giant jungle gym, but for water. That was the best one. You can follow your kids in it now. I'm like, you're kind of big. I'm still kid size.
Mm-hmm.
So like when my sister went through it, I could just be like, nope, gotta be following my sister. She's only like 5. What am I gonna do? I gotta follow her. I was like, this is so great.
And can we just take a minute to celebrate? I don't know. It's still there. The Enchanted Forest, Human Car Wash.
Yeah, that's there.
That is like,
yes, sir.
It's like the peak. Well, if we're leaving, I gotta go through the human car wash.
Where it's still right next to the Canadian and USA green tubes.
Oh, that's so fun. Okay. Does the Oswego splash pad have the bucket dump?
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I can't wait. No, I can't
Darien Lake had a good bucket dump. Good one, Michael.
Oh, you're now. I'm just
now. You're pumped, man. Next Friday.
It's like a week.
Cody will be taking you and a guest to Enchanted Forest Water Safari to ride the slides before anybody else.
Keep planning out the whole day in my head.
All right, what do you got planned?
Well, because you got to, depending on if I stay there, well, you know, once I do that, the first couple things, I'm going to go, you know, set my stuff down or whatever I'm doing for
that
day.
Food, yeah.
And then, you know, come back over to the park and start an actual Enchanted Forest day. Like, do the dry rides.
Did you get with that guy about getting a one-night cabin?
Oh, no. Did he say something back?
One of the guys who works at the campgrounds.
I'll have to look it up because I didn't think he said anything back.
It's a 2-day minimum, and Cody just wants to stay that night.
Yeah, I just need the one day. So when I called, and she said, well, usually you can, you know, call that day and then give you like one night. But I don't want to risk it. I want to risk the biscuit.
You want to have a place to go put your belongings down.
I
want to
go
and then
buck wild while I'm there and hire myself out like a child.
Because then the next day, he's got a whole, guys. Yeah. Yeah. Cody Mack has like his dream 2 days.
Yeah.
If he can secure a one-night cabin at Enchanted Forest, he's going to spend an entire day at Enchanted Forest, tire himself out, like you said, get a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day, Upscale Exotics is having their grand opening.
Yeah.
And he's doing the remote from there, and he gets to play with all of the animals.
It's going
to
be lizards and snakes
and frogs.
Food trucks. It's going to be a good 2 days.
Dude. He's gonna need a good night's sleep. He's gonna be so tired.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna need it.
It's a busy Cody Mack weekend next week. We said, come roast the show. Roast the show, and our favorite roast joke will win a 4-pack of tickets. And I think we would both agree. This one made you almost spit your coffee. It's a well-written roast joke, in my opinion. And I think this is my favorite one. This person is gonna get a 4-pack to go see Nikki Glaser at Del Lago Resort Casino. You ready?
Okay. Let's hear it.
K-Rock is the most reliable station on air because they play the same damn song over and over again, and the hosts always sound like trash and trashier. I prefer the commercials.
That's a funny roast joke. It's a funny roast joke.
I like it. That was good, man.
So congrats to you.
I prefer the commercials.
I will text you back on your number, and I will get your information. You want to hear some runners-up?
My other favorite, but it was just, I can hear the people now complaining if you pick that one for the winner. I'll see if you play it.
You know why you guys aren't as good at baseball as you are at fishing? Because you're used to yanking things and not scoring.
Ah,
and the reason that Cody could never have an orgy is because it doesn't like his food touching.
That one's good.
Funny joke. Not our winner, but funny joke.
That's a good joke. That's a good joke. I like that.
Funny joke. Is this the one you were talking about? Nope, not that one.
Nope, that
one. Where is it?
Nope, not that one.
Oh, because I turned the button off. Hold on a second.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do it.
Gonna do it.
Cody, short. Josh, fat.
That's my favorite.
Not our winner.
No, not just because, you know.
Congratulations.
That was just, I don't know, that was good.
Tickets go on sale for Nikki Glaser live at Del Lago tomorrow at 10 a.m. at DelLagoResort.com. Our favorite roast joke. Once again, I'll play it in case you missed it. Goes to this woman. I'm assuming woman. She said she's over 21.
K-Rock is the most reliable station on air because they play the same damn song over and over again, and the hosts always sound like trash and trashier. I prefer the commercials.
Who now? Who's trash and who's trashier? Are you trashier than me or am I trashier than you?
I want to be trashier. Can I be trashier?
I think in a lot of ways you might be trashier than me.
Yeah, I would say a little bit more trashier.
I mean, you come from big fancy ESM.
I was going to say.
And I'm Oswego County, so yeah. I out trash you there.
Yeah. You're just trash then.
I'm just definitely trash.
You're just trash. And I'm trashier.
I don't go to the strip clubs. And I don't cover myself in the tanning oil that you do.
Oh, the debauchery.
I'm trash.
Just like a Wright brother.
But you're definitely trashier. Cody and I failing miserably at fishing, so, you know, let's... I want to talk about it right now. Stupid game. All right.
I don't even like this game.
So this story's going to start really bad, but it's going to end really good, okay? I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
That. Linda Oswald and her family were driving Idaho State Highway 41 when their GMC Yukon collided with another car, and Tilly, the family's 2.5-year-old border collie, was ejected through the window.
Oh, no.
Everybody survived fine, but they could not find Tilly. They searched for 10 hours, and there was no sign of Tilly anywhere. They assumed the worst. And then 2.5 days later...
Oh, my God.
A farmer found Tilly herding his sheep.
Just doing dog
stuff. Just doing Tilly's, like, natural instincts.
Yeah. I was like, hey, what the hell are you doing?
The farmer found out that Tilly was missing, said, yeah, he was... Stop the herd and stuff.
That's hilarious.
Tilly will herd anything, even when they go to the dog park. He tries to herd the people all into one group. It's the natural dog brain, man.
That is great.
You want to catch a little brain, I'll tell you what, this next guy.
I was
going
to say, it ain't nothing like the way dogs do it, man. Or I don't know how you, what's it like, doggy style.
It's like doggy style, whatever you call it. Griffin is up next. Be excellent to each other.